A few years ago, the Larson families proposed expanding a livestock barn in south-central Wisconsin near Evansville. The town of Magnolia issued a permit, but attached conditions about water quality that the Larsons didn't like. The families appealed to the state Livestock Siting Review Board, which said the town went too far. A circuit court said the state board overstepped its authority, but allowed the Larsons to expand the building while they took the case to an appellate court, where the case now sits. The Larson's attorney is Dave Crass.
What the case is about is whether or not the town can attach to a conditional use permit conditions which go well beyond not only the state standards, but its own ordinance concerning the siting of livestock facilities.
Crass says the case is not about runoff pollution from big farms, but the Wisconsin Association of Lakes says it is concerned about fertilizer runoff fouling bodies of water. So the Lakes group is filing documents to support the town of Magnolia. Lakes attorney Bill O'Connor says local governments must be able to protect the environment.
This is an important test case that addresses the scope of the authority that every county in Wisconsin and all of the cities, villages, and towns have to protect the public's interest in clean and healthful surface waters and drinking water.
Some large agriculture groups in the state have filed documents to support the Larsons. A ruling is expected next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.